الطيبات والصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جاءت لدعوته الأشجار ساجدة، جاءت لدعوته الأشجار ساجدة، تمشي إليه على ساق بلا قدم، تمشي إليه على ساق بلا قدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كأنما سترت سترا لما كتبت، كأنما سترت سترا لما كتبت. فروعها من بديع قد في اللقم فروعها من بديع الخط في اللقم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مثل الغمامة أن نسار سائرة مثل الغمامة أن نسار سائرة تقيه حرا وطيس للهجير حميم تقيه حرا وطيس للهجير حمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أقسمت بالقمر المنشق إن له أقسمت بالقمر المنشق إن له من قلبه نسبة مبرورة القسم من قلبه نسبة مبرورة القسم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وما أحوى الغار من خير ومن كرم وما أحوى الغار من خير ومن كرم وكل طرف من الكفار عنه عمي وكل طرف من الكفار عنه عمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فالصدق في البار والصديق لم يرايا فالصدق في الغار والصديق لم يرايا وهم يقولون ما بالغار من أرمي وهم يقولون ما بالغار من أرمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبي بك خير الخلق كلهم. ظن الحمام وظن العنكبوت على ظن الحمام وظن العنكبوت على خير البرية لم تنسج ولم تحمي خير البرية لم تنسج ولم تحمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected elders, most beloved Mu'takifin, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the fifth chapter of Qasida Burda, which is titled as Faslun fi yumni da'wati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made da'wah, invited the people to Islam, so all the barakat and all the blessings that people has witnessed at that particular time, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi presents those. So therefore, yumn means blessing, but it actually refers to the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before presenting that, as an introduction, it is important for me to explain some concepts of miracles. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent all the prophets with a common message, La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. The mission was to establish tawheed on the face of this earth, take the people away from kufr and shirk. Now Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the creator of mankind, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows the nature of mankind. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man by nature is a disputer. He's either offending someone or either he's defending himself. And if somebody has to tell him something, then in all probability he may just oppose it. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has considered this temperament of mankind, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that human beings are such that they also get attracted to something that is absolutely unique, something that is extraordinary. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent the Anbiya down with some miracles. So in the field of da'wah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has considered the nature of mankind and facilitated the temperament of mankind and send people with miracles, send the prophets with miracles. Now the purpose was not the miracles, the purpose was the da'wah itself, inviting the people towards the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent the prophets and gave them miracles, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have given the prophets miracles according to the challenges of the times. At the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, witchcraft was very, very common. People used to do some extraordinary things. Things that were totally out of line, people wouldn't even believe it. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given such miracles to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that overpowered the extraordinary things of the time. For example, one miracle mentioned in the Quran Kareem, غُدُوُّهَا شَهْر وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْر. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would travel in the morning, cover up 1 month's journey. In the afternoon, he would travel and he would cover up another 1 month's journey, as though in one day he would cover up 2 months' journey. At the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, manufacturing and industry was the norm of the time. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave a miracle to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, wa alanna lahu al-hadid. He was able to take iron steel in his hand and he was able to melt it. At the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine was at his height. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave such skills to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that people that were sick, people that were born blind, people that had skin diseases, leprosy, just Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was able to cure them. And at the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, speech and eloquence, that was the challenge of the time. The person with the best speech, with the best poetry, he was given the greatest amount of honor. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave the Quran Kareem to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that outclassed all the speeches of the time. Now besides that, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed many, many more miracles, but the purpose was not the miracles. The purpose was that to invite the people to Islam and attract the people to Islam. So Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh, he refers to some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first is ja'at li da'watihi al-ashjaru sajidatan tamshi ilayhi ala saqin bila qadami. The translation: when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called the trees responded to the call and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prostrating in a form of sajda. It was as though the trees were walking towards him on shins without any feet. Now there were many, many instances where trees responded to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Trees spoke and the Sahaba actually could hear the trees also talking and speaking. And just to mention one incident, it is mentioned in the books of Hadith, Ja'a A'rabiyun. One villager, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, qad aslamtu. I've accepted Islam. Fa'arini shay'an izdattu bihi yaqeenan. But show me some miracle where my iman, my yaqeen, my conviction that you are indeed the Nabi of Allah and the religion of Islam, the true religion, show me some sign, some miracle. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to his villager, Maza turid, what sign you want to see? You tell me what sign, and according to that, I will perform it. So Nabi Kareem, that villager told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in a forest, say, Ul ud'u tilka shajara. Anta atik. That tree that is there, he pointed toward the tree. That see the tree there? You tell the tree that to come over to you. So the hadith goes on further to say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that villager, Izhab fad'uha. You yourself go to the tree and tell the tree that I'm calling you. So this villager, he goes to the tree and he tells the tree that Allah the Rasul is calling you. He mentioned in the hadith that that tree, it malat alal janib al akhar. The tree, as though it bent on one side, it left all its leaves, all its branches, it left it on one side, and just the trunk of the tree itself, it came that faqata'at urufuha hatta atat. The tree, the trunk of the tree actually walked on the ground right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the villager, told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. That villager heard it, the people that were around, they also heard it. That villager immediately told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hasbi, hasbi, sufficient ya Rasulullah, sufficient ya Rasulullah, I don't need more than that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addressed the tree and told the tree, Irja'i, go back to your place. The tree walks back on the ground, and then when it came to its normal place, the branches came back to a tree and sat in its original place. So Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to this: ja'at li da'watihi al ashjaru sajidatan tamshi ilayhi ala saqin bila qadami. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the trees responded to the call and came in a form of sajda, and it came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his shin without any feet. كأنما سترت سترا لما كتبت فروعها من بديع الخط في اللقم. بديع الخط refers to a unique writing. The translation is It is as though the branches of the tree wrote a unique line as the tree was walking, and they seeing it that the trunk is walking from wherever it was to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whilst walking on the ground, it was as though the tree, whilst walking on the ground, was writing a unique line of the excellency of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam right in the center of the road. Allama Busiri goes on further to say, Mislul Ghamama Ata Sara Sairatan Taqihi Harra Watisin Lil Hajiri Hami. Ghamama here refers to a cloud. In the second poem, Watis, it refers to an oven. Hajir refers to the heat of midday. Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to one very unique incident that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 12 years of age, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, and a few people from Makkah Mukarramah traveled to Sham. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied the uncle Abu Talib. They came to a desert. In the desert, there was one priest. He always used to be in his place of worship. He never ever came out from that place. But on this particular journey, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his uncle and the people of Makkah were traveling through a desert, this priest came out from his place of worship. He came and held the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was at that time a young boy of 12 years, held his hand and told that, "Hada Rasulu Rabbil Alameen." This is the Rasul of the world. This is the Rasul of Rabbul Alameen, the Rasul that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has chosen. And he even mentioned that he is the Rasul that is chosen for the entire of mankind. So people asked him, "How do you know that?" He said that, "You see this tree?" He pointed toward the tree. That when he was coming down, firstly I saw the clouds giving him shade. And as he was coming, that tree extended its branches in his direction. This priest was so overwhelmed. He went back to his place of worship, prepared some food, and he brought it for the delegation. At that time, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went out somewhere, he wasn't there. All the people have already taken place around the shade, and there was no place under the shade, under the tree. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, that priest told to all the people there, "Watch him, he is coming." And as Allah's Rasul at that young age, 12 years boy that was coming, then all of them saw the branches of the tree actually turning towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and giving shade to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That tree is in Jordan. And up till today, that tree is there. Open miracle and ashiq. We speak about Ashiqani Rasul. Everything is Ashiqani Rasul. And the tree is also Ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Osmani Saab, he states in one of his books, one of his visits, when he went to Jordan, then at that time it was King Abdullah. It was his cousin Ghazi bin Muhammad, who was a personal advisor of King Abdullah, came to visit him in the hotel. And whilst talking with him, so Ghazi bin Muhammad said to Hazrat Mufti Taqi Osmani Saab that, "If you don't mind, then I will take you to the tree that gave shade to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So Mufti Taqi Saab said that, "How can you refuse such an offer?" So they agreed. The following day, they took them by car to a military airport. And there were quite a few ulama also present. There was the international delegation. They all were present and they went in the helicopter. Now that helicopter, it flew for around 50 minutes. But this was in a rugged desert mountains. Mufti Saab says, "I was looking through the windows. There was just the rugged mountains. There was only deserts and nowhere trees could be ever seen. And suddenly after about 50 minutes, they came to a desert. Right in the center of the desert, there was this one tree that was there." See, they looked at the tree. At that time, the tree also had some fresh branches, green branches, and there were also some fruits on the tree. So Mufti Taqi Sahib got an inquisitorial mind, inquired, how do you all know that this is the tree? He said that this tree and the area of this tree, it has been preserved from the Ottoman Empire's time. And then the Jordanian government has appointed some people to identify the tree and make further research on it, and they all concluded that this is the tree. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Osmani Sahib's observation is that there wasn't any tree. Now, obviously, this was supposed to be a miracle. And there's no tree anywhere, and right in the center of the desert, there's just one tree. Now, for a miracle of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to be exposed, there shouldn't be many trees. There's just this one tree in the center of the desert, and in all likelihood, it was this tree that gave shade to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a delegation of the Jamiat also went to Syria. So before going, I was also very inquisitive to know, and I was interested to know more about this tree. So I told the Sadr, the Amir of Jamiat Ulama Kwazulu Natal, Maulana Ahmad Muhammadi Sahab, when you are going there, find out if you'll know any, if the people there know anything about the tree. So just today, he sent me a video clip about the tree. And I saw it, that it is a completely desert. In the center of the desert is a huge tree, and the branches are actually overflowing. Obviously, the branches are now overflowing because the Jordanian government, they are watering it, and it is gone lush and green. So this is that tree, and that the cloud and the tree that Allama Busairi Rahmatullahi refers to. Besides that, there were also other instances where trees and clouds have given shade to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in childhood Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed by her. So, the foster sister, Shima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said once to Halima Sa'adiyya that this a brother of ours, we notice that whenever he's walking, there's a cloud that giving shade to him. Another incident happened where before the marriage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do tijarat and trade on her behalf to Syria. And the person that accompanied was Maysara. When Maysara came back, so Khadija radiallahu ta'ala asked Maysara about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there was so much of prophets, so much of barakat, so she wanted to know more about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Maysara spoke about the honesty, the truthfulness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the things that he mentioned, that we noticed wherever he was going, in the hot sun, there was a cloud that was giving shade to him. And this created a shock, the tamanna in Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala na, to get married to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to this, Mithlul ghamama ata sara sa'iratan taqihi harra watisin lil hajiri hami. But the translation, that it is like that cloud that moved, protecting him from the oven heat of midday. Aqsamtu bil qamari al munshaq anna lahu min qalbihi nisbatan mabrurat al qasami. Translation, I take a truthful oath by the moon that split, that it bears a connection with his heart, with the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these two poems, Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to another two miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the miracle of the splitting of the moon. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama came to the ulama of the Jews in Madinah Munawwara and asked that, what do you all say about Muhammad? We believe that he is a person that practices black magic. So the ulama of the Jews mentioned, black magic is something that is done on earth, it can't be done on the skies. So if you want him to perform a miracle, tell him to split the moon. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mina, the kuffar of Makkah came and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited them to Islam. They told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perform a miracle. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, what miracle? They say they split the moon into two. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, if I do that, will you accept Islam? They said, we will accept Islam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed toward the moon split into two. Nabi Sallam mentioned, look at it. And Allah refers to it in the Quran Karim, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. Qiyamah has come close and the moon has split into two. Now the kuffar, they had arrogance in them, stubborn nature. So they told, maybe he did black magic now again. And the black magic will be confined to us. We have to wait for the people from the outskirts of Makkah, whether they also witnessed the splitting of the moon. The people from the outskirts of Makkah came, inquired from them whether you all noticed the moon was split. Then they also observed it. And not only that, not only they observed, the people outside Makkah, in fact, it was a worldwide phenomena. And to prove this, in the books of, in Tariq-e-Farishta, the book written about India and about the unique things that have taken place in India, a group of people went to India to for purpose of dawah. And they happened to come to the king of India. He was living in Malabar at that time. His name was Samari. It appears that the king of the past in India, the name was Samari. Coincidentally, his name was also Samari. So they invited him to Islam. So he asked them, tell me some unique things about this person, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they mentioned to him about the incident of the splitting of the moon, he says that our forefathers had this habit that if anything unique would happen, they would note it down in the register. He called for the register, and in the register it was written that on one particular night when they went out, they noticed that the moon was not one full moon, it was split into two. And that caused him to accept Islam. According to some narration, we also understand that he actually traveled to Madinah Munawwara or Makkah Mukarramah and accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allama Busairi says that the splitting of the moon is like the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now how the splitting of the moon is like the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just as the moon split, the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also split. And there were four instances that the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was split. First was when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 4 years old. Second, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 10 years old. In the hadith, it mentioned Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu used to ask such questions to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nobody else had the guts to ask those kind of questions to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one question Abu Huraira asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, when was the first time you noticed you had the sign of Nubuwwat and prophethood? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about an incident when he was 10 years old and he saw somebody talking on the top. And one is telling to other, Ahua, Ahua, is he? Referring to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third incident, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed as a Nabi, that's the time also the heart was split. And the fourth incident was during Mi'raj. So Allama Busairi says that I take a truthful oath by the moon that was split, that it bears a connection with the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he further goes on to speak about وَمَا حَوَى الْغَارُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَمِنْ كَرَمِي وَكُلُّ تَرْفٍ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ عَنْهُ عَمِي فَالصِّدْقُ فِي الْغَارِ وَالصِّدِّيقُ لَمْ يُرَيَا وَهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا بِالْغَارِ مِنْ أَرَمِي. The translation, this is that incident where Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah and he came to the cave of Thawr. And how Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protected Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq in the cave. So he refers to that and he says that I also take an oath that on that excellent and that honorable person, that excellent and that honorable personality which were contained in the cave. While every eye of the disbelievers were blind to them. That Almighty Allah Tabarak made the kuffar completely blind to Abu Bakr Siddiq and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama Busairi further says that the Siddiq, the truthful one, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was Siddiq, referring to Abu Bakr Siddiq, both of them were in the cave, lam yuraya, the kuffar were unable to see them. And what the kuffar were saying, wahum yaqulun ma bil ghari min arami. Aram, it is a istilah, a terminology among the Arabs that when they say, referring to anyone or no one. The way they were saying, there's no one inside the cave. And the last two couplets, ظَنُّوا الْحَمَامَ وَظَنُّوا الْعَنْكَبُوتَ على خير البرية لم تنسج ولم تحومي. When the kuffar came by the cave, they saw the same cave where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq were inside. They saw that there is a spider's web, and they saw a pigeon have laid an egg there. And they thought that where a human being will go inside the cave when there's a spider's web there and there's an egg there. And they thought that this spider's web, that is like a normal thing that a spider makes. But they never thought that this is by divine design that Allah made the spider put up that web there to save Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They thought that pigeon, it will lay an egg there. It by its natural to the habit of the air pigeon to do so. Whereas Allama Busairi says that they thought that a wild dove would not put up, and a spider will not put up, or will not lay an egg, or not spin a web for the best of creations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's also in the books it is mentioned, you speak about the pigeons and the doves. We notice around Makkah Mukarramah, close to the Kaaba Sharif, there's lots of birds there, and lots of pigeons and lots of doves there, and people have this thing of giving the pigeon food and dove food over to them. In some of the kitabs, and Rawzul Unf, it is mentioned, Allama Suhaidi has mentioned it, that the pigeons that are there, or the doves that are there, they are from the progeny of this particular pigeon, that Allah has honored those pigeons because this pigeon was used by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to protect Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those pigeons that are around the haram, they are the progeny of the same. But although there is some kalam and the discussion by the muhaddiseen whether that information about the present birds being the progeny of the bird that gave protection to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is true, it is authentic, or it is reliable. The spiritual lesson that we can learn from this is about tawakkul. Allah the Rasul, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were in the cave. And the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these people are right nearby us. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Abu Bakr Siddiq, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't grieve. We are not alone. It outwardly looks like it's only you and I. But remember that the greatest force is behind us, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, inna Allah ma'ana, that Allah is also with us. So we notice that many of our akabirin, when they're making this zikr and this 12 tasbihat they make, right towards the ending, they also say, among the different qualities and sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they also make this zikr, Allahu ma'i, Allahu ma'i, Allahu ma'i. Allah is also with me, so that to inculcate this quality of tawakkul in us. And tawakkul is, doesn't mean you must abandon all the asbab of the dunya, but you adopt all the asbab of the world, but you don't place your nazar on all the asbab. You turn away from all the asbab and you place your nazar on Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in fact, the real tawakkul is to adopt the means and then place your nazar on Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, if you don't have the means, then there's nothing else but to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But when there's an obstacle to turn you to Almighty Allah Ta'ala, in spite of that, you turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is the real tawakkul. And every one of us, sometimes we are faced with certain halat, certain conditions. At that time, the challenge is to say Allah.